Welcome to Clocker Counter. I'm Ryan Young, and with me is James Wiseman. So today we're doing another move highlight, and we are doing the move Bad Attitude today.
Do we just need to call these what they are? Like, just be like, this is a filler episode. Like, I feel like we can have real episodes, and then these are non-time dependent. We're just recording short episodes and releasing them, and we don't have one ready.
I think people know that we don't have to write it twice an episode.
If you think people can distinguish the mediocre quality across all episodes, then you're crazy. But it makes me feel better to let people know the inside baseball that we're totally half-baking these. These are half-baked.
Okay. I think they can tell because there's no update at the start and there's no cold open on these episodes either.
We do these because they are fun for us to jibber jabber at each other. And if they're terrible, that just is what it is. That's what I'm saying for posterity. If I get hit by a truck tomorrow and my daughter grows up and she listens to these podcasts and thinks they're really silly, I want her to know that I know they're very silly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sorry. Continue.
Okay, so back, we're doing Bad Attitude. So this is the catch where you have the one of your legs up. Let's just say you're going to catch a right-handed Bad Attitude. So you're going to catch with your right hand. Your right hand is up around your shoulder and your right foot is like tucked behind the wrist up and you're like reaching your hand up into the sky. So you'd have to like see a little picture of it to get exactly what it is, but it is a flexibility move generally.
Can I start with just a scorching hot take?
Okay.
just if you are overly sensitive, just earmuffs. This is gonna hurt for a lot of people. As someone who did Bad Attitude a lot for 8 to 10 years, I don't know exactly how long, but I did a lot of Bad Attitude. Bad Attitude, it's fake. It's like not even a real move. I don't know if I believe in Bad Attitude anymore. Like, what is a Bad Attitude? Is there any skill involved? Is it hard? Like, does it matter? What's cool about Bad Attitude anymore?
Okay. Well, I mean, we're going right into the coolness factor. So give me a number that represents your...
a 3 on a good day.
I think I'm a 5.
I think there are cool Bad
There's
Attitude
There's a huge range, so I'm averaging all of them together.
Yeah. I think, and I should be more... I think the Bad Attitude catch, standing alone, I don't do it anymore. I think it's basically phony. But like other Bad Attitude things I do think are cool and I've been doing more and more of. I love Bad Attitude sets. I love Bad Attitude. I call them pulls. They're not really pulls and the way people might think about it. But like I've been doing a lot of
hold.
I don't really like the hold either. I'm not going to lie. I've seen it too much. I'm over it. But like I do a lot the back behind the back pull that you pull out of the Bad Attitude. I really like that. I also like flat sets under a Bad Attitude, but even that's a little bit questionable. I currently think it's fine. Once I get good at it, I'll probably think it's really lame. But the Bad Attitude catch, it's funny. I feel like if depending on what time of day we recorded this, I'd be much more nice towards a Bad Attitude. But like lately, when I do a Bad Attitude, I'm just like, ugh, why did I do that? I didn't even do anything. I just held my hand out in the air and grabbed it. My leg just happened to
That's
be there.
That's where we are wildly different on the coolness factor is because for you, it's how hard was this to execute? But for me, it's like, how pretty was that moment? And Bad Attitude is objectively pretty when it's done correctly.
But I would just always rather it be an Olivia.
You can't catch Olivia over your head, though.
Well, maybe you can't.
I haven't seen an Olivia above someone's head.
As soon as my lower abdomen recovers, I will film a video just for you catching Olivia above my head. No problem.
It's not going to be as aesthetically pleasing as if you were just to catch a Bad Attitude.
Interesting. Okay, well, I totally derailed us with my scorching hot take.
Okay.
Now I'm going to be walking it back the rest of the episode, but I'll let you continue on to whatever categories you have here.
Okay. Let's go into the details. How hard do you think it is to learn a Bad Attitude?
It's the easiest move ever invented.
Maybe for people who can
I'm being a little bit unfair. Bad Attitude actually is kind of tricky initially. I don't know. It's probably hard. I don't remember.
I think it depends how flexible you are. Would you say flexibility is a factor for catching Bad Attitude?
I've seen Benno Edelman hit a bad attitude. I've seen you hit a bad attitude. Doesn't that mean anyone can hit a bad attitude?
But it's really hard for me to hit a bad attitude.
And it looks it hard when you hit actions. A bad attitude.
Like my bad attitude's like a 7 in diff. I'd rather catch a switch guidance every time.
When I see you do a bad attitude, I can hear the micro tears forming in all of your soft tissue and your leg and knee. Will's learned about attitude in the last like year or so, and he has a nice looking bad attitude. But I remember when he was learning it, I could see how the bad attitude is hard. I could like see that again, because one thing which I probably like don't fully understand the concept, so I might get this a little bit wrong, but I remember in a bunch of asides that'll get me back to the bad attitude, I promise. But I remember when I was playing Ultimate with this like geometry professor at Duke, and I was like doing some freestyle stuff. He was like, oh, you have really good proprioception, which is like a word I'd heard before, but I couldn't really remember what it meant. And he was explaining it to me. It's sort of like your sense of your surroundings, like your ability to perceive space around your body, like especially sort of blindly. I'm adding that last part, but like, I think that's proprioception. But while I'm sitting here, I might as well just Google it to make sure.
I have noticed that. Because when you're in the brush run, it's really easy to be blind to the people behind you that are coming up, but you tend to know who's running up in the line.
Yeah. Okay. One other element that is helpful. It's like, it's when I say like the sense of what's around you, it's also like in relation to your body. So like to me, and this is what I was doing when this guy commented on it, the scarecrow is like the ultimate proprioception move of like, you're setting up the disc behind you and you have to like position your body blindly in space to be in the right position to get a scarecrow. So I think bad attitude, one of these skills involved of it is this proprioception aspect of it, because your body kind of shifts where it is a lot when you're trying to catch it, and you have to keep your body in the right space relative to the disc to be able to catch it. Like to me, that's almost as hard as the flexibility part, because you can get into a bad attitude position reasonably well. It's hard and it like probably hurts you. Like you can do that. But then the next step is getting into that position such that once you're in position, the disc will come where it needs to come. Like that's where the challenge lies in that catch. Now, probably that's true of every catch. Like, but for some reason to me, the bad attitude, like that's the part that's hard about it. Because otherwise, everything about it is, in one sense, very easy. Which is that you can totally see the disc. It's right there. You have a massive spot. Like, the window is, in theory, huge. I get that's a little bit, like, flexibility dependent. But like, you have a lot of room to change where your body is such that you can get the disc where it may be. But you have to have this, like, timing proprioception element that I think is the challenge. But, like, once you get that down, it's an easy catch. I don't know.
Okay. I tend to agree with you that it does feel like not very restricted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what I meant to say initially with my scorching hot take. I think the reason why it feels phony to me is there are times where it doesn't really feel restricted. It's just sort of like, I mean, obviously I've been the crusader against under the leg in general, which if you've never heard my take on that, I'm not going to do it here. I'll let you just stew in anger as you like imagine what it is. But the bad attitude really is an under the leg, just with a different leg position. Now everything is, I get that everything is kind of under the leg. Plumbing guidance is under the leg, but like there's like so little impediment. It's just your leg is there. The disc passes near your leg and then goes into your hand. I don't know.
So you've already learned bad attitude. What is your 1 to 10 on the execution diff? Like how hard is it to do it once you've learned it?
You roasted me last time when I said a guidance is like the quintessential 6, depending on the context. But, and I hate to say this, but I weirdly think I probably give lots of people bad attitudes 6s.
Yeah,
like it is kind of it's definitely a positive catch on my positive, neutral, negative catch scale. Like I think it tends to elevate the combo that you did, but it is probably one that's a little bit form dependent. I see bad attitudes that are super not cool and hurt it, but like if you hit a reasonably good bad attitude, it's probably a good catch.
I agree. I think it also has like a fakeness factor to it. Like it's really hard to make a fake looking guidus.
Yes.
Like it's almost impossible to have a fake flying guidance.
But
like having a fake bad attitude is so easy.
Okay,
like
you good. Set okay. It up. I thought that's where you were going, but I wasn't totally sure. Yeah, absolutely. I've seen lots of fake bad attitudes where like you basically just swung your leg and then grabbed it after. That's so dicey. Also, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but my other critique of a lot of people's bad attitudes is they rely way too much on flexibility and their foot is like practically at their shoulder. So that they have an entire arm just swinging around the side so that I can grab the disc wherever it wants. To me, I want to catch the bad attitude where my hand is like on my foot and I'm like catching the disc like practically between my hand and my foot. I should be able to entrap the disc between my foot and my hand if I really wanted to.
Like, maybe you should change bad attitude to just be, but like you can't clamp it with your thumb. It has to be fingers and foot.
I mean, that's kind of what I think looks the most aesthetically pleasing. Also, like the more it's trailing edge, well, that's got to be careful because some people will trailing edge it to being fake. But like, I don't want you to be swinging forward to catch it. I want you to be like leaning back to catch it, like almost swinging backwards and catching it. Like your foot should be behind your head, not in front of it when you catch it, in my mind. I think that's when it's like coolest.
The coolest, yeah.
But you had me thinking about something else. Well, like giving it a 6. I think partially it gets a 6, even though it's so much easier than Guidus, which I gave a 6, because it's rarer. Like, I don't see bad attitude as much.
So do you think it's underrated? Like, it's getting diff points, and it's so easy to execute. Why don't people do it more?
Well, it's underrated because maybe it gives you points, but it's overrated because people think it's a really cool catch, and I'm like Olivia or a bust for me.
Okay.
Okay, so, but, well, I'll let you go. I there's one thing we also have to talk about, but I'll let you go through the rest of these categories.
Okay. Okay, now let's go through the usefulness and utility of it. Like, is it just the catch and it's only in the high zone?
Sort of useful. Like, I don't know if these will ever be out of order, but we recorded one of these on Guidus. I wasn't proud of that episode. We did our best. But in the Guidus one, I talked about how the Guidus catch is extremely useful for a limited situation that occurs all the time, which is like a confusing way to put things. But it's basically like for the Guidus, it's useful because it's a good catch when the disc is like far out to the side. And the disc is often far out of the side, and there's not that many good catches to catch that, but the Guidus is one. Bad attitude is sort of very useful for something that happens not that often. Well, I'm trying to like make it analogous to the Guidus. Like the Guidus, it's useful. Like the Guidus, it's useful for a limited circumstance, like a narrow window. But unlike the Guidus, it's a narrow window that doesn't come up very often. So like the bad attitude is really great when the disc is very high and a little bit off to your side, but not like jumping off to the side. And for some reason, you don't want to catch a scarecrow or behind the head. Like, I don't know. It's like in a slightly different spot, I think, than the scarecrow. I mean, it depends. Like a lot of people catch the bad attitude going forward, like I said, which I don't like. That's why they do it instead of a scarecrow. But whatever, like putting that aside, it's like not the most common situation to come up, but that's its utility. It's not a good save move, really. You can save it sometimes because it's just in that spot. And I don't know. Like, otherwise, it's not super high utility, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, you agree then. Move on. Done. Locked it down. No one's going to disagree with us. We're always right. Something like that.
Okay. So for variations, you already mentioned it can be held. There's the shoot.
I think variations are awesome.
Okay, well,
but I will say scorching out take, bad attitude shoot, not cool. Take it out of rotation. I used to do that move all the time. It's in all of my early world routines. My first world title was like basically all bad attitude shoots. Out of my game, fake move, not real. Unless it's a behind the back first. If you do a behind the back pull into the shoot, then I will tolerate it. All other variations are cool. First off, bad attitude osis, one of my favorite moves to do. I think it's so sick. I learned it from Ollie, Ollie with an A, Ollie from Italy, a player not many people will remember, I feel like. I haven't seen him in forever. I do it semi-regularly, but it's hard. And again, it is kind of like a unique set. Like it's even more unique than the bad attitude set, but I've never seen anyone else start doing it. And I've been doing it for like 10 years, but I think that move rocks. And I think what I think of as like Dave Lewis variations are also really sick. Like skid, bad attitude, shoots. Like there's all kinds of cool bad attitude stuff that people haven't explored very much.
I see. Would you put the window shoot in the bad attitude variation?
Sure. That one's kind of cool. Will and I have been playing around with that. It's a little bit gimmicky, but it's cool. Also, the downwind drag bad attitude set is probably my favorite downwind drag set.
Okay. Well, so the shoot is worthless, but the downwind drag set
The downwind drag set is just so visually compelling. Because downwind drag sets are so awesome because they're useful. But almost all downwind drag sets are cool because they highlight the person catching. And you're just a conjunction. You're just a facilitator. But the bad attitude downwind drag set is itself aesthetically pleasing. Like, it stands on its own. It's a very cool part of the sequence.
I agree.
Is there a cooler downwind drag set? There's harder ones, but I don't know if there's a cooler one.
The one Randy does where he sets it and then he self-hoops it spinning the other way.
That's cool, but like that's the hoop part, which is like somewhat distinct from the set. You could bad attitude downwind drag set it and then spin and self-hoop it too.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But unlike when we talk about the guidance, there's way more limitations on bad attitude. Like, there's not a bad attitude pull in the under the leg sense. I've thought about it. I think it's like theoretically possible, but it would look fake so often that maybe it'll never be common. But like, imagine setting it flat and then pulling it bad attitude. Like, I've thought about this a bunch, but like, it often just looks really fake.
Could you do a bad attitude ridge delay?
Yes, 100%. That's a great idea. I'm going to work on that. I'm trying to think if I have footage of me trying that, because I remember thinking about that a little bit. But with the X disc, you could do that for sure. Maybe someone else could do it with the Sky Styler, but I can really only do stuff like that with the X disc.
Okay.
But we also need to talk about the bad attitude hold. I just think it was so cool. When I first started, I was like, the bad attitude hold is awesome. But now that really suffers from your entire arm is free to delay it. And it just like just so happens that your leg is tucked into the crook of your arm.
Let's say you have the flexibility to get your foot into the elbow. How hard is it to do that move?
I don't know, because I don't really have that much flexibility.
Oh, okay.
I kind of do. But like every time I've tried to work on it, I was like, well, I'd rather just delay it with my hand by my foot, which is really hard. And then I don't know, it was like not that fun to work on. So I never keep practicing it. It's also like never going to be a move I do. It's like that doesn't belong to me, which I'm usually the one who's like nothing belongs to anyone. But like, there's a lot of people that's a signature move for. So I don't need to do it. I don't know. That's just sort of my feeling on it. And it doesn't like connect to other things really. You know, it's not like I'm missing out on my game by not having that move. That's more of like a stopping point than a like midpoint to other moves. See,
it's a leaf on the tree.
Now there's cool things. Like I really like how Ilka and Juliana do it straight into like a scarecrow. Like that is the one midpoint use of it that is really cool. But I don't know. One day I'll probably work on it or something, but this is one of those times where I feel like I need to pause and say, I'm saying I don't like it, but it's cool. Like it's not a bad move to do. Like there are some moves that I think are bad that I think like nobody should do, but this is one of those one that I think is purely personal preference. Like some people think bad attitude is really cool. Some people don't. And I used to think bad attitude was amazing. And now I'm sort of like, I don't know about bad attitude. And I think part of why I feel like I can feel that way is there's such an obvious alternative that to me does all the same things, but actually is so cool, which is Olivia. Like everything should just be an Olivia.
That's like saying everything should be a flawed instead of a chair.
Well, I mean, let's talk about it.
Oh, I mean, we're going to need a new podcast episode.
No, I mean, my only comment on that is to me, like I will almost always do a flawed instead of a chair, except when I've done a bunch of flawds and feel like I want to do a chair. Or, yeah, like, but like, to me, the drop off from flawed to chair is not nearly as vast. So that's a more like, yes, like most of the time, I'm going to make buttered noodles with Parmesan because I never grew up. But occasionally I want a red sauce with my pasta, you know? This is for things I'm cooking.
Wait, which one is better in that situation? I don't know which one is the flawed and which one's the chair.
That's kind of a terrible example because honestly, the red sauce is better, but I don't have the kind of time to make myself a red sauce every day. But I mean, my eating habits are well known to be terrible, and one day I'll fix that. That was a bad analogy. That's fair. Let's come up with, here's a way better example. Coke or Dr. Pepper? Like Coke is better. I like Coke more. I drink Coke instead of Dr. Pepper. We're really talking Diet Coke and Diet Dr. Pepper, for being honest, but just for ease of podcast, we'll say Coke and Dr. Pepper. I love Coke, but every now and then you got to dip in for a Dr. Pepper. Like, especially growing up from Texas, you got to get a Dr. Pepper every now and then. Just because I get it, just because like Dr. Pepper is worse doesn't mean I'm not going to drink it sometimes. That's how I feel between Chair and Flawed. Like, one's better than the other, but it's fine to mix and match every now and then. And some people are just going to be Dr. Pepper people. That's totally fine. Bad Attitude, Olivia, is Pepsi Coke. Like, okay. There is the only reason to drink a Pepsi is because you have no other choice. Like, you are stranded on an island and Pepsi washes ashore. Like, that's the only situation where it's appropriate. But sometimes, like, that's all they serve and you got to take your Bad Attitude. But like, to me, I actually think my ratio of Olivia to Bad Attitude is the same as Coke to Pepsi. Like, every now and then, it's the only thing available, and I will catch the Bad Attitude. But if it's a catch, it's going to be an Olivia for me.
Okay. All right. So how would you teach someone to do Bad Attitude? How should they learn?
That's tricky, because I do think there it probably does fit a lot into their flexibility. And I always hate to overemphasize or say a move depends on flexibility, because I think so much of the time things that people think are flexibility based aren't, which I know I've talked about a million times.
Maybe we can change it. Instead of flexibility, we can say mobility, because that just involves like muscles and...
Well, I mean, but I think you got to kind of distinguish all the aspects of it. So flexibility is a small part of it, but probably nearly everyone in the world could hit a Bad Attitude. Everyone in the world's hard, but like, everyone who's freestyling is at least athletic and mobile enough and not, you know, like an invalid 90-year-old like nursing home patient. Like, obviously they're not hitting Bad Attitudes, but like, if you're freestyling and doing stuff that is part of freestyle, you can probably learn the Bad Attitude, and you are the case study for that. Like, I don't know if you can lift your leg like above your kneecap, at least when we were first learning things like this, and you managed to learn the Bad Attitude. So like, flexibility can almost always be overcome with either like, we'll call it like chiropractic mechanics. Like, you can like position your body and like cheat by bending your knee this way or like twisting your hip that way, so that the fact that you have limited flexibility here is compensated by something else that you do. Or more often what people think is flexibility is really like strength and timing, which is always the thing that I say. And like, I experience that all the time. Like, I'm working on these like indigenous sets, and at first I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm really flexible enough to do this, but then once you get the timing down, I think, oh, like, flexibility hardly factors in this at all. It's just strength and timing. Bad Attitude is more flexibility than most things, and the sense of like, yeah, like, you can only time it so much to, like, you eventually you have to lift your leg in this very particular way that your hip might not like very much. But I know like Jake made the video teaching the Bad Attitude where he talked a lot about bending at your waist, like you're leaning down to pick something up almost, and like bending your waist like that lifts your hip up really high, so that then your leg only has to go a little bit in order to get more or less into the Bad Attitude position. Now, will it look that good? Maybe not, and maybe you need to consider whether you really want to be doing a Bad Attitude. But like, you can probably do it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, learning it, there's no real trick to learning it. I feel like, set it higher than you think. Like, the Bad Attitude is nice because it's totally not blind, so you can set it really high and watch it as long as you want and give yourself as much time as you need to get into position. Probably strength training in your legs helps, because I think a big part of it too is if you can hold that position with strength, then you do yourself a lot of favors. You can get into position a little bit earlier and maneuver your body a little bit more carefully to like adjust to where the disc is. But otherwise, I don't really have a lot of tricks to it.
Okay. You're just like, just write it down in your move list and then you've learned it.
I don't know if I go that far, but yeah, I mean, you could skip the Bad Attitude. Just go right to Olivia, you know?
Okay. Who do you think has the best Bad Attitude?
I don't know. Let me think. Probably like Benedict or something. Or like
Benedict is a good choice.
Zofia has a really nice one. When I used to do it, I feel like I had a really nice one. Now mine isn't so nice. But I mean, back in the day, certainly like Craven Sickle probably had the best Bad Attitude ever. Maybe like Donnie had a really good one too. But like, there's a famous picture of Cray doing a Bad Attitude that was awesome. But I'm having trouble thinking of that many players. What about you?
Okay, so this is a throwback, but Susanna,
I lost Mala. You again, Ryan.
Oh, what? Can you hear me now? Am I back?
You're back now.
Okay.
Who were you telling me about? Who is an amazing bad attitude?
Susanna Mala, which is a throwback to 2010, which is the last time I think I've seen her. But in 2010 Frisbeer, she's from Prague. I think she's a rhythmic gymnast, also a dancer. At the end of the routine, she did the most beautiful bad attitude I've ever seen, where it's like the ballet dancer in the arabesque, where her lower back was parallel to the ground, so like bent over at the waist, but she's arching her back, so her head is still upright like a normal person, and her leg is like a full 6 inches, or her foot is a full 6 inches above her head, and her hand is just like perfectly locked at the wrist, and that's where the disc gets caught.
I have like over the top. No recollection of this person. Did I ever meet them? I wasn't at 2010 for
no, you weren't there.
Wow, that's a throwback. Any people that anyone's heard of that has a really sick kind of attitude? Well,
that wasn't part of the question. It just was the best one I've ever seen.
I'm sure Simone Biles has the greatest bad attitude in the world. We've just never seen it. Asha has a great bad attitude. Being long just really helps, I feel like. But I don't know. I guess I can cut both ways. Like, Jake's bad attitude isn't that great, which I can pick on Jake because he's one of my favorite players ever. But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of any other cool bad attitudes that... I mean, Tommy has a good bad attitude that's kind of exciting, but yeah, I got nothing. Mikey Reed back in the day. People aren't really known for their bad attitude.
Yeah.
Unless it's like the hold or something. Like, that's more of a signature move. Jakub Kosztel has a big, like bad attitude's a big part of his repertoire.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring me to the next one. What else?
I think that's it.
We're done. Bad attitude. We gave bad attitude more time than it deserved.
Okay. Tell us how you really feel.
What's funny is that if I ranked all the catches, bad attitude would be like 6, you know? Like, it's still probably one of the cooler catches among all of the variations. But it just, I don't know. Sometimes things start to feel fake. And once a move starts to feel fake, it just like dies in your hands, you know? And it's just over for that move.
Man, it's like you grew up and you were like, I can't eat ice cream every day.
It's like finding out Santa Claus isn't real. Like, no. I thought that attitude was one thing and then it became another and I never recovered.
Okay. Is there anything else?
I think that's it. I'm sorry in advance. We're going to get like hate mail.
What? That's the point. Send your hate mail to our email at clockercounter@gmail.com. We'll happily read it and respond.
I'm just here to make content, Ryan. You know, I would welcome bad attitude into my home if I needed to.
Okay.
All right. Check us out. Talk to you later. All right. That's it. Bye.
All right. We're done.